This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana with Philip and Chen Li. In the meantime, we turn our attention to the property sector. The National Property Information Center, also known as NAPIC, released data on the Malaysian property sector in 2021, pointing to continued positive momentum this year.
Last year saw just over 300,000 property transactions, up 1.5% from 2021, worth around 145 billion ringgit recorded, an increase of nearly 22% on year. Now, the residential property subsector drove property market activity, accounting for 66% of transaction volumes, worth a total of 76.9 billion ringgit.
But while residential property sales may have recorded an uptick of 3.9%, what has also seen an increase is the residential property overhang. In total, the residential overhang is now at a new peak of over 63,000 unsold units, worth of some 45 billion ringgit. With developers continuing to plan new launches and projects which will only add to the property supply, what will become of the residential property overhang and would it weigh down on the broader sector?
So for some thoughts on this, we speak to Pankaj C. Kumar, business commentator. He recently wrote a column on this very issue. Pankaj, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Now, according to the latest NAPIC data, property market activity in 2021 saw an encouraging uptick, although still below 2019 pre-pandemic levels. Some observers say this points to regaining momentum for the property sector. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, but thank you. First of all, very good morning and to all listeners. Whether the property market has regained momentum or not, to me, really depends on the point of reference and which data are we referring to. Yeah, as you know, both the years 2020 and 2021, the data basically are rather suppressed, yeah, due to the pandemic, and hence comparison of market performance in 2021 against 2022 is really meaningless. And for 2021 data itself, while the numbers showed that transaction surpassed 300,000 units threshold level, which is, of course, up like 1.5% year on year. The data is still very much below the pre-pandemic level. Yeah, when the numbers, for example, in 2019, it was about 328,000. And 2021 numbers were also still lower than 2017 and 2018 numbers. Yeah. So if you measure looking at pre-pandemic, 2021 numbers are still way below. However, transaction value in 2021 was significantly higher, yeah, as mentioned earlier by Philip, was about 145 billion. And in fact, actually, it's the highest level since we have seen in 2016. So you actually see a mixed picture, yeah. So in essence, when we analyze the transaction volume and value, it doesn't really give you a full confidence that the market is regaining its momentum.
And so if we deep dive on this whole theme of overhang, I mean, the number here is that there are about 63,000 unsold units worth about 45 billion ringgit. Can you help us break down where in the residential segment is that overhang taking place and what type of properties constitute that?
Yeah, you got to understand what residential segment really entails. First of all, there are three distinct categories. We have terrace homes, yeah, which is about 7,800 units, worth about 4 billion in overhang. Second, we have high rises, yeah, with about 20,500 units, worth almost 13 billion. Then we have others, yeah, like semi-Ds and bungalows and don't know what not. Those are about 8,500 units, worth about 6 billion. So the high-rise segment alone within the residential is 55% of the overhang. But I always dissect the numbers. Yeah, to me, we have to look at beyond the residential property segment that is reported by NAPIC, because service apartments and SOHO are actually recognized under the commercial segment. These two alone is another 26,500 units, yeah, worth about 21.7 billion. So all in, if you take the residential segment plus these properties that are defined under the commercial segment, as I mentioned, yeah, the service apartments and SOHO units, in total, we have actually 63,432 units of overhang worth some 44.5 billion ringgit, yeah. And mind you, as you understand, yeah, the definition of overhang is actually completed units and remain unsold after 9 months of completion. And if you look at the data, we have another bucket, which is residential and commercial units, unsold properties, but are under construction. Yeah. So if you dissect these numbers, there is another bucket, a bigger bucket than the earlier one, the overhang. In this bucket, there's 120,486 units, worth about 65 billion. So all in, if you talk about overhang, yeah, including the completed and under construction, we have almost 184,000 unsold properties worth about 110 billion ringgit in the market.
Let's look a little bit about supply-demand here, because the states of Selangor and Johor and Penang account for 48% of total overhang units, but these areas are also likely to see the highest demand for residential property. Why is there a mismatch?
Yeah, you're right. Actually, these three states, of course, including KL as well, are the heart of the nation. Yeah, when you talk about economic production, and of course, we have the highest population density in these key locations. Hence, there is a natural tendency for these hot areas to attract most developers to converge as demand is consistent and persistent. Prices in these markets are among the highest and developers enjoy better take-up rates for property launches due to much higher affordability as well as demand for higher quality products and as well as branding. But at the same time, we also see state governments or local councils in these states, of course for KL, that includes DBKL, sees property market as a source of income, be it in the form of higher assessment rates or collection, as well as compliance costs. If you look at developers, they are always complaining about compliance costs, because that's been rising like never before. And one is, of course, location. If you talk about supply mismatch, in terms of demand and supply, one is, of course, location. Two is pricing. And there's a lack of understanding in actual market demand for products, especially for properties in the upper end price bands. So when I look at the data, I actually dissect the numbers. And if you look at it, for example, within the service apartment segments alone, 87.5% of properties, which is under the overhang category, are actually priced 500,000 and above. And of course, properties that are priced 500,000 above are, to a certain extent, not affordable. But at the same time, in the residential segment we talked about earlier just now, the opposite is true, where properties below 500,000 are actually accounting for 57% of the overhang, and most of them are cheap apartments. So the key actually is actually at high rises, be it in commercial or residential, as well as I think location is the key. A lot of properties are being developed where the demand is not there.
Right. Pankaj, you paint a very complex picture about the reality of the residential property overhang. It's actually a lot worse than perhaps the official numbers project. What would be your prescription to address this issue? I mean, developers are calling for the extension of the home ownership campaign. Does this really have any effect on the residential property overhang? And what policy measures do you think should be considered?
I think, first of all, everyone got to get together, whether it's the developers or whether it's the authorities, local councils, we need to have data. Data that can basically tell us where is the property market and where it should be headed and how do we control supply. We actually have an oversupply, whether if you talk about residential segment, commercial segment, I've not even talked about office space and even shopping malls. We have too much of supply in every segment of the property market. Because there is lack of control in terms of allowing this development to go through. And at the same time, we see developers always feel that they have a superior product and they always feel that they can sell 100%. But the reality is, it's never the case. Yes, we have some, isolated cases where you see launches well received by the market. Those are the ones where pricing is right, location is right. But time and again, we see, as you observe, over the last 5 years or so, numbers are just rising. So on that basis, that the market is not right as far as supply is concerned.
All right, Pankaj, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning with your insights. That was Pankaj C. Kumar, business commentator who crunched the numbers on the property sector in Malaysia, telling us that, hey, this residential property overhang issue is probably worse than we think it is.
He said 184,000 unsold properties. I think that is the big headline number from what I got from the conversation. It is worrying. I mean, his prescription is very simple. It is getting everybody together, being able to forecast accurately where the demand is, and then placing where the supply is. The question is, why don't people do that?
I mean, we do have NAPIC, right? So I'm saying that there is some data available, or is it not enough data? You know, is it not being shared in a timely enough manner? Are developers even considering this when they decide when they want to launch projects?
I think property developers, of course, they are looking at profit margin over here. And what is the most profitable property type that they can have, which I think a lot of times is a high-rise residential properties, isn't it?
Perhaps so, but as we can see, a lot of them remain unsold on the market. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.